Game on.
Game on.
2FM.
We're going to start with rugby on the programme tonight because Connacht confirmed their captain for the coming season earlier this week. John Muldoon has been given the honour, and I'm delighted to say that he joins me on the show now. You're very welcome, John.
Hi, Hugh. How are things?
Good, thanks. Well, you must be pretty happy to be asked to be captain for the coming season.
Yeah, I'm delighted. Obviously, Pat asked me towards the end of last year, and I was a little bit kind of sceptical about it, but I suppose a bit of time off to reflect and suppose recharge the batteries. He asked me again. I won't say ask. He told me at the start of the year I was captain. So, look, I was more than happy to do it. And it's been over 3 years now since I was captain. So, yeah, I'm delighted to be honoured with the role again. And I'm looking forward to the challenge ahead.
Why were you a bit hesitant at the end of last season?
I suppose it had been a few years since I was captain. And I had a pretty good year in regards to injury-free and I suppose playing-wise, I played quite a lot of rugby last year, and I was enjoying probably the lesser role of just supporting the captain and being there in the leadership groups as opposed to maybe having that accolade over me. So I was kind of enjoying that, but I suppose when I sat down and reflected on it, I ended up being captain quite a bit last year, obviously with Craig and being out for a while, and I suppose the shared captaincy at the start of the year, so I ended up actually captaining more than I thought. So it kind of turned out that I was doing the role without really, I suppose, having that pressure on top of me. But I did enjoy it, and it's something that I suppose is coming back to me now after a 3 year hiatus.
Yeah, is there a lot of extra work involved, John?
A little bit. It's, I suppose, a little bit of time with the coaches, and I suppose the fact it's probably the more pressure you put on yourself than anybody else. And I suppose the way I look at it is everyone has to look to you, and you have to lead from the front, and I suppose that puts its own internal pressure on you. And I don't think Pat or the management would be putting pressure on, but it's probably the pressure from yourself that you kind of put on yourself. And look, I'm probably old enough now to be dealing with that, so I've been around a while.
Yeah, and I suppose you also have to be pretty comfortable about how you're feeling physically. And I was thinking it probably doesn't suit everybody. You have to have a certain personality to do it, and some people maybe just, you know, would avoid something like that they don't appreciate being in the limelight too often, or having to deal with what you'd have to deal with as captain.
Yeah, a little bit. I think as you grow older, you suppose you become a lot more rounded. And even in the 3 years that I wasn't captain, I learned a lot off Craig and Gav when in their roles as captain. And you come that little bit more rounded as you get older, and I suppose you reflect more and you think about stuff more. And I suppose as a younger lad, the emotion probably got to me a little bit too much, and I probably flew off the handle a little bit more than I should have. And I suppose when you're top of the yellow cards in the league, it probably shows a damning enough stat on top of you. So that kind of shows where I was at. And when you're captain and people are looking for a calm influence and you're flying off the handle, it's probably not a good thing either. But as I said, I've kind of grown up a little bit now, and I think towards the end of my captaincy, the last time, I was kind of gathering myself more than everything else. So look, it's I am honoured to be there, and I think I'm a better rounded person to do the job this time round, so hopefully that'll be the case.
I remember asking Alan Quinlan about it as well, and he said something similar, that, you know, he obviously had a bit of a reputation for flying off the handle, and he was made captain one particular day. He wasn't expecting it at all, and he found himself growing into the role, and actually, you know, things during that match that he would have done without the captain's armband that would have got him in trouble, he stopped himself from doing because of it.
I doubt Quinny ever stopped himself doing anything.
Well, that's what he said anyway, whether we can believe him or not.
I doubt that very much.
How has pre-season been going then? Do they take it easy on you because you're captain, or do you have to be first to everything because you're trying to show a good example?
I wish they were taking it easy on me. No, I've trained pretty much every day. I missed a session last week. I got a finger in the eye last week in training, which in France and the sun was a bit irritating, so I got one session off last week in France, so that was about all I've missed this year. So no, I've been, thankfully the body's good, and The pre-season's been tough. We've a new S&C coach, and he's brought a few different challenges to us. And obviously, the fact that we know Pat a year, I suppose we're a year in, we're not starting from the very basic stuff. So we'd like to think that we're a good bit ahead of where we were last year. Obviously, we've got a couple of new players and a new coach in Andre as well. So it's been going well, and I think we are a long way ahead of where we were last year, which is only a positive sign. But we've a bit of work to do yet before the season kicks off, and we've a tough, I suppose, season ahead. So, and we've got that dangle of the Champions Cup in front of us. So we've got to knuckle down, I suppose.
Did you have a lot of time off before the pre-season started?
We got just over 5 weeks in total. We came back for testing, and then we had another couple of days off after the testing. So, it was five weeks sounds like a long time, but to everyone else out there, they'll probably be screaming at the radio going, what's he talking about? 5 weeks is an eternity. But, after a long season, it goes quite quickly, so it does. But, it was good. It's nice to get away and start fresh and come back in. I have this thing where I actually don't even drive by the sports ground when I'm on holiday.
Really?
Yeah.
Just complete release from rugby.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just to get away from it. It's, I don't know why I do it, but I avoid all roads leading to the sports ground just to get I suppose that mental break from things. And I always say to the lads, don't ring me or don't text me during the holidays. I'm not available. Yeah. I'm not around. But no, it is good to get away, and it's probably a nice thing to stay away from the lads and to come back and be happy to see them and be happy to see the sports ground again. And after 4 or 5 weeks holidays, surprisingly, you are happy to come back.
Did you, because you have those tests to come back to, can you let yourself go a bit, or is that always in the back of your mind that you can't go too mad, because if you're back and the tests are pretty bad, you're going to pay for it in the pre-season?
Yeah, I wish we didn't have to come back and test. Obviously, everything that you do, every drink you have and everything you put in your mouth, you're thinking, oh God, the testing, oh God, the testing. For the first week or 10 days, you're thinking, oh, this is brilliant, I can enjoy everything. And then after about, I'd say 10 days, you're kind of thinking, oh God, I've testing coming up. But in fairness, I think the days of lads going out and taking 4 weeks holidays are well gone. The lads would do quite a bit, and I tried to do quite a bit, and I found myself togging out, not as much as Sean O'Brien did, but I did a bit with the hurlers and Portumna as well. And okay. In fairness, when you're running around beside amateurs and they're half the length or a pitch in front of you, and you're supposed to be doing running and you're the professional, it gets a bit demoralising after a while.
I can imagine, yeah. How's the squad shaping up overall for the new season? I notice new guys coming in and still to come in, a couple of injuries to come back as well, but how do you feel generally about the squad?
Yeah, obviously we feel that it's a lot stronger. Mills arrives next week. Okay. Or 2 weeks, I think, time he's coming, and he's carrying a bit of an injury, so he probably won't play for a few weeks. And then the two boys, I see Tom McCartney, he's captain of Auckland as well.
Yeah, I saw that.
They don't arrive till, obviously, they finish up with their respective competitions. But John Cooney's due to come as well from Leinster once he finishes his rehab. But bar that, all the rest of the lads are here and training. Some of the boys are carrying a few injuries and coming back from the routine clean-outs of this and that, and some of the tour lads are a bit delayed as well. But by and large, the majority of the squad are here, fit and ready to go. So, yeah, we'll be hoping that, as I said earlier, with the fact that we've a year down the line with Pat, that we think and we feel that we're a good bit ahead of where we were last year. So we'll be pretty confident we can hit the ground running come Dragons on the first week.
I always kind of keep an eye out for Craig Ronaldson, just because, you know, he came through from the AIL to a senior contract there, and I think it's brilliant for players to see that, playing in the Ulster Bank League, that there is a path there, if you're good enough, to come from the domestic league through to the professional game.
Yeah, Craig had a mixed year last year. Obviously, he had a couple of games where he started and went very well for him, and then he had a couple of injuries that probably curtailed his season a bit towards the end, which is a bit unfortunate. He had one or two little niggles again at the start of the year, but he's been training regularly now for the last 3 or 4 weeks, so he's going well and flying it, so he shouldn't be any issue. Obviously, we've got Nee as well, that's came from Trinity this year, so Nee's another young guy that's got his opportunity through the Ulster Bank League, so it's great. Nee had a nice distinction of coming on at half time last weekend against Claremont, and he outstripped about three of their players, including Rougerie and two others, and got a lovely little try. So he's beaming in confidence at the moment, and we're hoping he's after packing on a lot of weight on a slight frame. So we're hoping that he'll just get better and better, and he's learning every day. So hopefully he can put some of the lads under a bit of pressure as well.
I was just going through your fixtures. So you mentioned Claremont there, but you've La Rochelle and Bayonne as well in the Challenge Cup. So a couple of trips to France to look forward to.
Yeah, I love going to France. It's such a unique place to play, and the way the crowds are, one minute they're screaming for their home team, and the next minute they're screaming for you. They can be very volatile at times. So it's a nice place to go to. The fans are probably looking forward as well to going over there as well. They always travel. Every time I meet someone in the street at the moment, they're telling me they're in Toulouse. I won't say it's a bit like the Munster All Blacks, but the numbers seem to get bigger and bigger. So okay. I'm sure we'll have a few people that'll travel to France as well. And they're great trips for the fans, but they're great trips for us as well to go somewhere that you don't normally play in. And as I said, they're always hostile crowds, and I have fond memories of travelling to France with Connacht, so hopefully we'll have a few good days out there this year as well.
Is Ireland still a target for you, John, in terms of getting into kind of Joe Schmidt's thinking ahead? It's a massive year with the World Cup coming up next year.
Being honest, I don't think so. I haven't been involved in a squad since Joe's took over, so I'm just concentrating really on playing with Connacht. So I'm 31 years of age now, and I suppose there's a lot of young guys coming through. So it's not really, if I'm asked, of course I'd step up, but I don't think I'm really in his plans, to be honest. I'm happy enough to be throwing my weight behind Connacht at the moment. So
okay, well look, first fixture I think against the Dragons at home in the Guinness Pro 12, so it'll obviously be great to start that with a win, and the target is obviously to get into the Rugby Champions Cup for next season.
Absolutely, yes, yeah. That's our plan, is to be in the top tier of Europe. As I said, we've a couple of good fixtures in the Challenge Cup, but ultimately we want to dine at the top table, and it's a great competition that we've had. I won't say great success, but mild success over the last couple of years, and the players and the fans have bought into it massively, being in it, and that's where we want to be, and that'll be our ultimate goal, to try and get back in there. And it won't be easy, but it's certainly a great target for us. The fact that we can, I suppose, get there on merit is, compared to other years, is a great incentive for us.
Absolutely. Okay, well look, best of luck with everything, the captaincy and the season ahead, and thanks so much for making the time to talk to us.
Thanks, Hugh. Look forward to it.
Get your game face on. Game on 2FM. 2FM.